Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
2 months ago, when we were still trying to make sense of the damage coronavirus could cause, a stream of news started coming in. All the big luxury brands were making masks. Gucci, Prada, LV, all of them said that they will repurpose parts of their factories and make free masks. With the news, memes also started flying. I remember seeing this one funny tweet, which was in reply to a similar decision by Brooks Brothers. The tweet was something like, wait, let me quote the exact words. Yeah, so the tweet was, patterns include gingham, black watch tartan, reptile, glen plaid, and little sailboats. I laughed it off then, of course. But here we are with all these big and small designers across the world coming up with their own collections of masks. And this time, they come at a cost. I bet if you go through your Instagram, Pinterest, or even Facebook right now, you will come across at least one post showing colorful masks. And they will be in a range of fabrics. You can choose from cotton, khadi, linen, and there's also silk if you feel like splurging a little more. And there are a lot of designs as well, from ajrak, kalamkari, floral, to camouflage and even denim. So basically, within a span of 3 to 4 months, masks have become more than just a medical necessity. They're also a fashion accessory now, and a symbol of identity and self-expression. And this is what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind. Here's a fun fact. Masks first appeared as a protective measure sometime in the 19th century. Doctors wore them during surgeries to fight airborne bacteria. By 1910, these masks were adopted by the Chinese authorities to prevent the spread of the pneumonic plague. And 8 years later, they became a global phenomenon when they were widely adopted as protection against the Spanish flu. And after that, during the SARS epidemic. When history will look back on the 2020 pandemic, these masks will be what it will see. Let's face it, masks have become a part of our daily dress code. Till the time a vaccine is created, we will have to cover our faces. And as offices slowly start opening up after a long lockdown, people are putting some serious thought into what kind of masks to wear. And why not? In such uncertain and gloomy times, a bit of pop of colors and innovative design will certainly help spread some joy. Vivan Sharma, he's 25, spent 2 days choosing an outfit to wear to his office on 1st of June. It was a special day for him after all. He was returning to his workplace, a store in Delhi's Hoskars village, after spending more than 2 months in pajamas at home. During our chat, he said he wanted to celebrate that he survived the house arrest. So he decided to buy new clothes and of course a matching bright mask to cheer himself up and those who looked at him. He wasn't at all interested in wearing those boring blue and black masks that are so common nowadays. His search for clothes ended at a Zodiac store where he bought a shirt with rainbow colors and a free matching mask. I reached out to Zodiac Clothing, the company famous for its men's shirts, to learn why they decided to offer free masks. This is what Salman Noorani, the managing director, had to say.
We started making masks purely as a marketing strategy. If a customer is making the effort to come to our store or online store, the least we can do is give them a mask. And fortunately, we have been getting a good response as far as masks are concerned.
There are also some fashion brands in India that are making luxury masks. Fashion label AMPM is, for instance, producing a range of masks as an extension of its spring-summer collection. These masks are drenched in bold Moroccan prints and colors and priced somewhere between 4,000 to 5,000. When I asked Priyanka Modi, who is the co-founder of the label, about her target audience, she said, and I quote, "There's a market for designer masks, especially since a fair share of people in the country are very conscious about the way they look and dress up." She plans to extend the range of mask material from cotton, denim and corded at present to luxurious quilted ones for winters, depending on the response. Anusha Masundar of Bengaluru-based label House of Three started making masks only after her friends insisted that masks will be a must for a long time. Her most recent creation was a silk mask to match a bride-to-be's Kanjivaram sari.
When we started making these masks, my first customer post the lockdown ordered a few for a sister to match with her wedding Kanjivaram. We have more and more requests like this every day to customize these based on an event or for wedding favors or even for uniforms.
One of the biggest positives of cloth masks is that they can be reused. The other day only, while buying groceries, I saw within a span of minutes a discarded glove and a mask on the road.
Masks are not medical grade. They can help reduce the spread of the virus and offer protection against liquid particles. And perhaps a better alternative to the disposable masks that are lying all around on the roads, which would probably end up in landfills.
I don't know when I will return to my office, but I must confess that I've already started checking out masks online. My heart is right now set on this one pair that has beautiful Madhubani paintings on them. And I can't wait to wear them. We're living in a very scary and dull world right now, and these small, colorful things certainly have become a way to bring a smile on our faces.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.